Second heading, tracing method. This method requires the learner to make movement over the printed or written letters with a pen or pencil held in his hand. The letters of English alphabet are either written in dotted lines or in a frame like this. The teacher writes letters in this manner in the notebooks of students and asks them to pass their hands over the letters. Exercise book for this are also available. Following are the merits of this method. First, the children learn by imitation, and this method follows the principle of learning by imitation. Second, there are no chances of wrong learning. Third, Dr. Montessori has also recommended this method and asked students to pass their fingers over sandpaper letters. This method has the following demerits. First, it entirely depends upon learning by imitation, and in this way, it hinders the development of the ability of free writing. Second, it discourages the habit of handwork. Third, it does not handle properly individual differences. All students reach up to the same level of development. Third heading, free imitation method. Under this method, pupils copy in their notebooks and model letters written by teacher on the blackboard or notebooks or written in books. Bell suggests that the model letters should be written on flash cards. Since students imitate or copy the model letters with the help of their own imagination and retention power, it is called free imitation method. This method has the following merits. First, pupils get a chance to show their ability and skill. Second, they become self-dependent. Third, individual difficulties can be traced and removed easily. Following are the demerits of this method. First, in copying, there are chances of mistakes. Second, due to mistakes, there is slowness in development. Third, if the child copies some word incorrectly, he learns it forever. Fourth, the teacher has to work hard in pointing the mistakes of copying. Fourth, F.G. French's method. French has suggested that beginners should not be taught writing letters straight. Instead, they should be first taught to do some hand movements, either with finger in a tray of sand or with chalk on a brown paper like these. After hand movement practice, the following procedure should be followed. First, teaching strokes. Pupils should be asked to draw these strokes. From these strokes, they should be led to write these words: capital A, capital E, capital F, capital H, capital I, capital K, capital L, capital M, capital N, capital T, capital V, capital W, capital X, capital Y, capital Z, small I, small L. Second, teaching circles. Pupils should be given some practice in drawing circles. These circles lead to these letters: small E, small C, capital O, capital Q, capital G. Third, teaching combining strokes and circles. Now strokes and circles should be combined. These leads to these letters: small B, small D, small P, small Q, capital D, capital B. Fourth, teaching curves. Students should be asked to make curves like these. This should be followed by teaching these letters, small s, small j, small g, small capital J. Fifth, teaching combining strokes and curves. The strokes and curves should be combined like these. Small r, small n, small m, small n, small t, small f, small h, small v, small r. These leads to the letters as small b, small m, small n, small r, small u, small f, small capital R and capital U. One point of note is that the small letters should be taught first and should be taught according to their shape. French has grouped them as follow. First line, small a, small o, small c, small e, small d, small q, small g, small p. Second line, m, small n, small h, small r, small f, small j, small l, small I, small t, small y, small u. Third line, small w, small v, small x, small z, small k. And fourth line, small s. This method has all those merits and demerits which free imitation method has, because in this method, 2. The learner imitates the teacher. Third stage, in this stage, writing words and sentences should be taught side by side. Emphasis should be given to beautiful and uniform writing. For this, exercises should be done as follow. 1. Calligraphy, C-A-L-I-G-R-A-P-H-Y. A model word or sentence is written on the first line of the exercise book. Students are asked to write the same word or sentence many times below the model word or sentence. Second, copying. Pupils are asked to copy word, phrases and sentences from the blackboard or book. The teacher takes a round of the class and supervises the written work of students. According to Bhandari, Hinckley and Ram, this exercise has three main advantages. A. It enforces the new structure. B. It fixes the correct spelling of words. C. It helps the pupils to learn the conventions of writing capital letters and punctuation. Third, dictation. D-I-C-T-A-T-I-O-N. In Indian schools, dictation has two objectives. First, to educate, and second, to examine. The main aim of dictation can be stated in the words of West, inverted comma open. The aim of a dictation lesson is to produce in the class a 100% accurate passage of writing, also to install into their minds the idea that correct spelling and punctuation really matter, and that nothing less than absolute accuracy is good enough. In fact, to produce a spelling conscience, inverted comma close. Heading, step of dictation. While doing dictation, the teacher should go through these steps. First, selection of the paragraph. Second, getting students prepared to take dictation. Third, supervising the writing aids. Fourth, telling spellings of the difficult words of the paragraph. Fifth, model reading of the paragraph. 6th, dictating the paragraph. 7th, rereading of the paragraph. 8th, correlation. 1st, by teacher. 2nd, by the student himself. And 3rd, mutual correction. 9th, practice of the corrected words. Heading, advantages of dictation. 1st, it facilitates listening and understanding. 2nd, it helps coordination between hand and eye and hand and ear. 3rd, errors of writing can be checked. 4th, it initiates self-activity. 5th, it increases the ability to be attentive. 6th, it follows the principle of learning by doing. 7th, it gives practice in talking notes. 8th, it improves the understanding of punctuation. 4th stage, in this stage, students are initiated to competition writing without any help. The following graded exercises should be done as suggested by Bhandari and his associates. 1st, construction of single sentences and writing them. Example, he is my father. Manish is a naughty boy. Come here. 2nd, construction of sentences in sequence and writing them. Example, Geeta is my friend. She is beautiful girl. Tomorrow she is going to Delhi. There she will meet her brother. 3rd, building up short paragraphs and writing them. A. Students describe a picture in a paragraph and write that. B. They rewrite a given paragraph. C. They construct and write a paragraph on the basis of keywords. D. They construct and write a dialogue. 4th, writing more than one paragraph. 5th, writing letters. 6th, writing stories. 7th, writing free composition, as writing composition without any restriction. Heading, writing material. For teaching, writing the following material is mainly needed. 1st, blackboard and chalk. 2nd, tray of sand. 3rd, kindergarten box. 4th, paper and pencil. 5th, exercise book. And 6th, flashcards. Heading, causes of bad handwriting. Following are some of the causes of bad handwriting of students. Teachers should be cautious about them. 1st, bad handwriting is sometimes due to imitation of bad examples. 2nd, use of fountain pens or ball pens from the early stages is also responsible for bad handwriting. 3rd, it can be due to lack of good sitting arrangement. 4th, the quality of paper and ink is also important. 5th, bad sitting postures can cause bad handwriting. 6th, ways of holding pen or pencil are also responsible for bad handwriting. 7th, lack of freedom for hand movement also results in bad handwriting. Heading, measures to improve handwriting. The following measures will help the pupils in acquiring good handwriting. 1st, use of four-lined notebooks. 2nd, sitting in a proper posture. 3rd, having the proper position of desk. 4th, using calligraphy notebooks. 5th, arranging competitions. 6th, showing model handwriting. 7th, checking mistakes. 8th, holding the pen properly. 9th, using blackboard or difficult word. 10th, motivating pupils to find their own mistakes.